Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we have an After Dark episode today, and I am excited for the lovely, beautiful Miss Madison Ivy. Hi. Hello, beautiful.
Hello, gorgeous.
See, we brought the applause out for you.
I was going to say, you got the live studio
audience.
It's
been like, you know, so long since I've seen you, since I've spoke to you. I mean, it's one of those things because, you know, you follow each other on social media. But even that, when it gets deleted, you're like, where did you go? I know you're on social media, but where is it?
Or the shadow ban thing. So it's like, you're still there, but you're not there.
That's true. Very true. So I'm excited to get to see what you've been up to. You look very sexy. Thanks for dressing up. For After Dark.
You know, I just wanted to look nice for you because, like you said, I haven't seen you in so long.
Yes. I thought I had to wear something really tight and fitting so you could see my whole, you know, all the curves. You know, you like to tease.
The most perfect curves.
I think I've teased you since I've known you. I feel like.
Yes.
Not intentionally.
You have.
But intentionally.
Intentional.
But you know what I'm saying? So tell us, what have you been up to?
Oh my goodness. Besides becoming a complete recluse like everyone else.
Yes.
I mean, I started actually my OnlyFans the day the pandemic shutdown
happened. Oh, wow. Okay.
So I kept very busy.
Was that because of the shutdown announcement, or was it because it was just timing just kind of happened? Because it was around for a long time. Mm-hmm. Myself, you know, I had one probably for 2 years almost. But I never really did much with it because I was so busy doing exoticas and dancing and stuff. Like, you know, you have the content, but you don't really know what kind of power you have with that at the time. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So once the shutdown happened, I don't think it was the immediate day, but
it was actually the day we all went into quarantine.
Damn it! It could have possibly. I mean, at that time it was like, how was that feeling for you? Were you panicked?
You know, I wasn't that panicked because I, back in 2015, was in a horrible car accident and I was bedridden for a year. So in my mind, I was like, okay, this sucks. We all do have to stay home. But there was a part of me that was like, you couldn't get out of bed for almost a year. This is going to be easy. You can go to the kitchen. You can do stuff still.
Yeah. That's a great mindset. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I feel like I've always been a fan of you before, because of all the adversities that you've, you know, overcome and achieved and done so much, and not in such a, not saying that a public way, but a very quiet and tasteful way within yourself. And like, you came back a whole new person, you know what I mean? And so I feel like it probably only made you stronger as a female and empowered you more because of those adversities of being bedridden, you know, having, you know, not knowing the outcome of what it was. And it was a really scary time, you know, even for us in the industry, is because, you know, we all feel like we're family and we're like, oh, but there's nothing really you can do. And it's like, you know, so it's one of those things. So I definitely am happy that you are still, you know, here with us. And thank you for doing all those things and, you know, empowering women, you know, and your fans, just to say that you could come back.
Thank you so much. Honestly, that means so much because, you know, when you're the person going through it, you're just working on surviving and just being better every single day. But when other people kind of like see your struggle and are like, wow, it's great to see you doing so well, that really means so much because that's all I want to do in life, is just live, exist, and help inspire people that might be having a little bit of hard time themselves.
For sure. Do you still struggle with anything from your accident, or are you completely recovered?
You know, I'm still going through surgeries, actually. I just had an emergency intestinal surgery back in November.
Oh, wow.
That was because of my accident. They just decided.
Was it something that happened immediate, or is over time you kind of like felt that it was something that you were going to have to do?
Well, I had heard that this was something that could be a possibility. This could happen to you at any time. And then, boom, just one day it happened, and it's like, oh, okay, well, now we're having surgery again.
Yeah.
But it was like otherwise perfectly fine before that. Besides, I have some metal in my spine holding it together, but it just pinches me a little bit.
Does it hold you back anything from sexually? You know, you are obviously a porn star and a, you know, performer.
A little bit.
In what ways?
In, like, the arching. It's really hard because it's in my lower back area, so I can't get that, like, perfect
It's like you can't scratch that itch, but you're almost there.
Almost there, honestly.
And I'm sure it's one of those things, too, is because you can't do it. You want to do it more.
So
it's
bad. Like, I'm just like, bend me over.
Because that's when it feels good. So does that mean certain positions you can't do? Or just the arch of, like, being deep and thin it?
I can do them, actually, but it's like, with the adrenaline of when you're actually having sex, it blocks out that, like, sensation, that weird pulling.
It's your own beta blocker.
Yeah. But when you're doing just, like, photos or something, you really feel that pull, that strain against the hardware.
For sure. Mm. So do you, are you working for other companies or only your OnlyFans?
Well, you know, I was working for, I mean, I've been working for Brazzers for forever.
For sure.
Love them so much. But I have been just taking it so easy. I feel like after the accident, I came back super quickly because I was just, I really wanted to get back to everyone, the beauties, the booties, all the deliciousness. But but I just now just taking a break for the last like 2.5, almost 3 years.
So because of you like knowing, like you said, you literally couldn't get out of bed and having your mindset kind of having to change and reworking into the industry, do you feel like that kind of helped you with the pandemic or made it even worse?
I definitely think it helped in so many different ways. I mean, you know how it is when you're constantly traveling. There's probably some people who are like, you know what? It's kind of nice to have that forced moment.
Well, you also feel like you can't, like you can't not be doing something.
Yes.
It's like the FOMO.
Right? I was just thinking about this morning where I was like, wow, before the pandemic, if I didn't hit up one country and 3 states in every month, I was unhappy.
For sure.
It's like, I'm not doing anything. I'm
not doing enough.
Yes.
It's like, I want more. For
it's
sure.
It's absurd.
It's funny though, but it's true. It's I think it's, you know, everyone's perspective of it's a little bit different. I feel like because when you're go, you don't realize that you're like how go you are. You know what I mean? Until you got that setback of like, oh, I have to sit here. But I can also sit here and still make the same money. You just gotta think differently.
Honestly, thinking differently and also putting in all the effort. Because before I was putting in effort. But now it's like I'm doing the jobs of like 10 people. I do all my own editing, posting, hair, makeup. I make all of my own outfits.
Amazing.
I made this for you last
yay,
night.
Yay, presents. I love it. I always see you're so creative. Like you do all your little like jewels and outfits. I'm like, she's so sexy.
I couldn't help but make you something.
Ooh, fun.
You are such a pretty kitty.
I love this. Look at this private talk. You know what's so funny is I was going out the other night, and I don't go out that often, but I was, you know, stepping outside, and I had a crown, and I was like, should I wear this? And my birthday is coming up at the end of the month, and I was like, and she was like, my girlfriend was like, maybe not this time because it's not your birthday, but these are very great.
Birthday, right?
Yes, I like them. Can you put them on me because I can't see what this looks like? I want to wear them. Let's talk about this.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
I just love making little accessories and things. How's that feel?
It feels good, but does it, yeah?
Is it going to go? It's sitting perfectly.
It's in the front of my ears.
How's that?
Push it
a little bit.
Hey, yay. Good?
Yeah.
Yay!
Oh, so I love it. Thank you.
No problem.
So let's talk about you making your own outfits. Is this something that you just, because you were bored, you always had this talent, this like, because you've always been like doing your own stuff.
Yeah, I can't help it. It's like the crafty little devil within me, but it's also the control
DIY
freak.
Queen?
Yes. Also, I'm 4 feet 11 for anyone who doesn't know. 149 centimeters for the metric system people. But trying to find clothes that
fun size
fit. I mean, just now within the last like 3 or 4 years, they're starting to make sizes for like really short people who are also a little bit curvaceous.
Okay.
And before that was not a thing that almost you could find anywhere. I had to have everything tailored. So I was like, I'm just going to make it.
So do you do not only just for your, you know, you're saying you're doing your costumes for your OnlyFans when you do your scenes, but do you do like maybe have your own side business doing clothing as well?
You know, I actually am going to start doing that in some capacity. I was thinking about it really heavily before the pandemic and I was going to do like high-end accessories and fun, like really kind of like the Honey Burdette feel actually, but with a little bit more gems.
I love
such.
That for you. You're always like, you know, your energy is always very happy. I feel like you're very easily like you're a fun time, so I feel like you could bring that out in your clothes and your accessories to make people feel good about what you're wearing.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like I feel like you have a good way of advertising that
And dressing for like the things that are going to make you feel your best self, because it's like there are some stuff we want to wear it, but it just doesn't make us feel our best self.
What's the craziest thing that you've made that's like time consuming wise and like outfit?
I mean, I made an entire like pot leaf Poison Ivy replica costume. So
nice.
It's like Poison Ivy from the Tim Burton Batmans, but with pot leaves, and embroidering these pot leaf individuals were just, it was exhausting.
It was exhausting. How many hours of work did this take?
I mean, I probably spent over like 120, maybe 140 hours.
Wow,
just
dedication.
On that one.
So did you have the skills before? Did you teach yourself?
Well, I was the weird homeschooled kid. So
okay. Why do you think that's weird though?
Because I think anybody automatically assumes that someone who hasn't had like normal socialization.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 31 now.
Okay, so I mean, I guess that I'm 36. So for me, it's like there was some people homeschool, but not a lot.
Yeah.
So I could see, like, but I don't feel like I feel like sometimes we put these stigmas on ourselves because we think like of whatever. But I don't think that's weird. It was just different, and that worked for you.
Just different. Mm-hmm. Usually, though, I find that the homeschool kids, and I was kind of one of those, are usually the religious kids.
Okay.
So not that religion is ever a bad thing in my mind. I want people to believe what they want to believe and spread love and joy and positivity. And I never want to shame anyone for that. But when you come from a religious family who's so closed off.
Well, that's like the main.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything you do is wrong. It definitely creates some very weird things within you that you have to unlearn when you get out into the real world and being like, oh no, that's you're wrong and stupid a little bit.
Yeah. I like that you say unlearn, because I feel like, you know, I've done a lot of within the pandemic and just kind of having the time to sit down, work on myself as well. And things that you don't realize, like, you know, everybody has their own issues and their problems and things, but things that we don't realize that it's a patterns from our past that keeps being repeated, that if we don't unlearn the patterns and do it the way that's giving for yourself and your situation, then you'll always be in that repetitive pattern.
Constantly.
It's exhausting.
That's
Can I get off that wheel?
Yeah, honestly, get off that wheel and onto my face.
Yes. Wow. She's wanted me to sit on her face for a long time.
For so long. And yet, it's
never happened.
No.
I know. I was thinking, and I was like, I feel like, were we in something that was like in a big scene and around each other? I feel like I've been in something with you, but not with you.
Well, I remember the first time I actually ever saw you.
Oh, let's talk about it. Private talk.
It was For real, it was her beautiful rear end walking around the corner. And I was like, whoa, who's that? And I'm sitting down in the makeup chair. And I'm just trying to follow this beautiful booty.
And they're like,
oh, that's Alexis Texas. And it was on set for Digital Playground. And you were wearing this all white outfit with these white tight spandex.
I'm trying to remember in my porno database.
I'll never forget that day.
I love that. I remember, it, you know, it's one of those things when you're new in the industry too. Yeah, of course. You have a lot. Yeah. You like, again, you see people, but you don't know them. And you don't want to be like, hey, who are you? Even though that's like common to do when you don't know people. Right? But you're also intimidated. You know, don't want to like mess up their thing. I was like, I always feel like the first, like the, when you're the like new kid at school and it's like, hi guys. Like until you get to that feeling where you've been working for the same crew and you know the same people, like you just kind of like, don't really know where you like, where do I fit in? It's like hopscotch. It's like, when are we going to jump into this 100%. Situation? And then, hey, and then when I'm naked, I'm the more like, I'm the most like, confident. I'm like, hey guys, my ass cops want to hear it. Hey, I've got like really big lips and I like call them bat wings. I start chasing people around with them, but with my clothes on, definitely nervous. And then when I'm naked, I'm like, hey, 100%. Let's talk about
there's something powerful about being naked.
I agree with that.
Brings the power.
I feel like that's why you know, being in the industry when I was turning 21, but I felt like it made me each year and each like even really seen made me more empowered as a woman and really knew got to know what my womanly body was.
Definitely.
And like growing into my sexuality and, you know, even like having new partners, but it was also in a safe way. And it was also in like a, everyone was like, oh, what's your greatest fantasy? I've fucked them all. Like I've done them all. Like, you know what I mean? I never thought I wanted to be a nurse or a fucking teacher or a fucking whatever, but I did it. And I, you know, and maybe I didn't like all of them or the costumes or the outfits, but I still liked the sex.
Exactly.
So that's why I was like, I mean, I know.
I feel that, honestly. There's so many different fantasies that I've gotten to fulfill, and everyone always asks. That's like the number one like interview question.
That what, and what's your favorite position?
Yes.
What is your
favorite? Also, what is the perfect size? There is no perfect size out there. There is different sizes, there's different flavors, and there's different days.
I think there's the perfect size for you. I think that for there's you. Personal preference, but I don't think that it makes or like your dick in, like bad or good. Like people always think like they want to live up to something. Just fuck.
Well, do you find that on like certain days that you're like, okay, today is a day that I want to be like just completely destroyed. Like break me in half over you. And then there's some days that's like, love me, cuddle me and fuck me.
In porn, I never wanted to be cuddled. No, absolutely well, not. Like that's not why porn. Where I feel like for me, like, and
cuddling in porn is weird.
And it's weird. How long have you been in the industry?
Oh God, let me do the math. 13 years.
Okay.
So
I don't even know my math, but I know it's up there. I'm like, I'm like, sorry, I was 21. I'm 36 now. Y'all do the math. Anyways, so I feel like, especially like in your, you know, you elevate as a woman. So it's like you like certain sexual things in the beginning that you didn't know. 100%. And then you kind of go through phases. I feel like I always was a very over-sexual person. That's why I got into porn and I loved expressing myself through my scenes and having a, you know, fulfilling time. I feel like now as I get older and like not doing as many scenes, sex for me has changed.
100%.
So it's like that's when I want the cuddles. That's when I still want to be fucked appropriately.
Yes.
But it's like on set I never felt that desire to where now definitely. It's like I have to, like I say, I'm demisexual. I need to be mind stimulated first before I want to, like before my pussy's getting wet for you.
100%.
In porn I didn't care because I wasn't trying to date any of these people, so most times I didn't care what they fucking look like. I just want them, you know, to do their job.
Exactly, to do your job. And sometimes that is an insane level of thing to ask for. Asking someone to just show up and do their job sometimes feels like a very difficult task, because I'm sure.
And not only just in porn.
Yes, not only just in porn, but in every aspect of life. Getting someone to show up and just do their job and do it well, like they care, is very difficult.
You know, I always felt like, I said, like, we're like sexual athletes. It's like we're helping people one orgasm at a time. Yes. Like, you know, you just kind of keep on fucking. So I feel like, 100%. You know, I wanted to go in every scene like I was going to win that game. Mm-hmm. There was no game but to be able to get the cum at the end of that shot.
Oh.
But that's what I was there for, and I was always trying to get it. And
I get and boy, did I get mad if I don't get it. Like,
I used to also like try to make people come like early.
Yeah.
Like it was a thing. Like I remember certain people who did it. I was like, ah, gotcha.
Yeah.
But then you could also ruin your whole fucking day. So, you know, it's
like, okay, do I want,
it could go
do
both
I
ways.
Do I want to win?
Cause that means technically for you guys out there after dark that if someone comes early and they don't get the cum shot, then you gotta do it again.
Yep.
And most guys can't just really come and come again. They gotta like have a downtime, and some, they get real embarrassed because that cum shot came out early.
So. Ooh, or it goes straight in your ear for some reason.
Where's the worst place you've ever gotten the cum shot?
God, I mean, I feel like in the eyes is like easily the worst spot, but it depends. If you get it in both eyes, and if for some reason they have aggressive sperm, so I'm gonna impregnate
like
your eyeball.
See, I thought I was like the only person. I'm like, why does it feel like there's sperm swimming in my eye? Like I feel, and like it almost gave me like, it like my whole eye was red. Like there's a difference between like, yeah, okay, it comes in and it like burns, cool. But there was, I remember this one time distinctly, I wish I knew who it was. I probably, if I thought about it long enough, whatever. But I was like, what's, why does it feel like someone's beating at my eyeball? Like I feel like there's a sperm.
It's like, I want to get at you.
And then it was, it always, anybody saw that movie, what was it? The one with Cameron Diaz and...
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then, I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
She was like Chicago. She was like looking at, she was at a truck, like a truck stop, and she's like, oh, the puppy. And she's looking at
the
thing.
Is that the sweetest thing?
Yes. And it's like the puppy, and she's looking at it, and it's like what a like glory hole, and the guy sticks his dick in her eye. And I was like, I didn't have a dick in my eye, but I had it. Sin.
Which I'm not gonna lie, there is something strangely attractive to me about a glory hole.
Have you ever been glory holed?
No.
Is that a thing anymore in
like,
porn?
I don't think so. I don't think we've, no one has booked a glory hole scene because
hey, you can do it on your OnlyFans. I mean, as long as it's not against your guidelines.
True. I feel disembodied like dick. Is that against guidelines?
How do you, okay, so what turned you on about the glory hole? Let's talk about this more.
I think it's definitely like that, like.
Because you don't know who the dick belongs to?
A little bit, that debaucherous nature, because I think one of my favorite fantasies, and I don't actually have many favorite fantasies. I feel
you masturbate
like,
to this. I know you do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I could hear the voice.
This is my favorite. But essentially, I am like alone in the middle of a room, tied to a chair, because I'm a very bad girl and I need to be restrained.
Now, finish that. Yeah, let's go. I'm all. Where's the good part, Madison?
But I have to be blindfolded. You have to be blindfolded.
And tied up. That's a lot of trust.
Okay. There's a lot of trust. Yes, I'm trusting these humans because this is why it's a fantasy, because there's no one I would barely trust to do this to me. And it would have to be for a scene.
But how many people?
I mean, how many?
Oh, that so it doesn't is stop. Question. So is it like you never know and it's just like you're sitting never there endless times?
No.
Wow.
Endless
That's
times.
Kind of really hot because if you think about it, it's each scenario or each person is a different fantasy.
And realistically, it could be one person with an extreme amount of energy.
Yeah. Who or just knows? Fuck you different ways. It
or
doesn't
fuck you different ways. Yeah. Or it could be 10 people.
But do you think you would, well, you would have to. I'm like, you'd have to know it'd be 10 different people because 10 different dicks feel differently in your pussy.
Yes, you're very right on that.
We're like, wait, you can't grow that much, sir. Yeah. What's
but someone could trick you if they're really skillful with toys. And even though some toys, they do, they're getting closer with the texture, I feel like. Some of these real dicks, I'm like, okay, that is nice.
I've definitely collected some boyfriends, you know. Like, well, I call them my boyfriends.
I have the to-go boyfriends as well.
But, you know, they stick onto the wall. Actually, I realized it stuck onto my wall the other day. I was like, wow, this is great.
I love the multiple boyfriends stuck on the wall.
Yeah. I like it. So are you, would you say, what is your favorite kind of dick? Do you, since you say that it's like not a size that, but what is your preference? If you had a preference in those things, would, is it be a size thing? Would it be the stamina thing? Would it be uncut?
Well, I definitely am a little bit of a monster. Mm. I am a gremlin that will haunt your pants. And you will not be able to get rid of me. So prepare to be super dehydrated if you date me. And I think like certain dicks work best for certain positions.
Okay.
Like,
so it depends on the guy.
Depends on the guy. But my favorite, I think my favorite by far is like perfectly straight, actually.
That's hard to find.
It is hard to find.
I found one time. Oh, is it currently in your rock? Are you with this person or do you are you single? Or?
I am with this person, actually. I had a secret boyfriend on my OnlyFans, but because of the pandemic, he had to go back to his regular job.
Oh.
And so we couldn't be friends anymore.
Okay.
So, but then I met the person of my dreams.
Nice. So he's your boyfriend at this time?
Yes.
Nice. Is he your only on your OnlyFans doing naughty things with you?
He is not on my OnlyFans right now because he is.
Is this new relationship?
It's a little bit new. So it's definitely kind of like, I don't ever want to pressure anyone.
Yeah.
And also, I don't want to put the stress on like our personal sex, because I do save certain things actually for my personal life that I don't do on film, and people, I think they think that I don't like these things, when in the reality I love these things.
Okay, but so what are some of those things?
Well, I don't do a lot of anal actually on camera, and I fucking love anal.
All right, and that's something that you need in your personal sex life?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. Whether it's like toys or with my person, like I need that.
Okay.
Or if even they just watch me do it.
So are you doing that type of stuff on your OnlyFans by yourself?
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Just not with partners.
Yeah, not really with partners, which I do love doing it with partners, but because of my back issues, I'm taking it easy.
So anal is something that you, it's kind of like off limits on, you know, scene-wise. What else? Is anything else? Yes.
Well, I've never done a scene, I guess, in mainstream, in mainstream with a delicious chocolate man, because all my boyfriends are chocolate, and I save that for myself.
Love it.
Mm.
Nice. Anything else?
Let's see. DP as well. So that's another one that I've only done in my personal life, actually.
That. How do you find two dicks in your personal life that want to DP a girl?
You would be surprised.
Because that's like, I feel like, A, really close, and B, well, some guys are just like, you know, not really into like being in the same sexual setting with the dude.
It's very much hard with the balls touching.
That's what I'm saying, because it's like, you're already like, it's one thing, like maybe you do a thing, but like it's really close.
It's very close. Yeah, that is a big one, that communication barrier with like kind of getting there. And I think that is kind of like the discussion that comes out, is like figuring out what bothers the other person, really trying to work around those things.
That's good though. I mean, it's communication's key in every relationship, I feel like. 100%. Because, you know, when I was in my relationship, when I was in the industry, we both were performers, and it was like, we both talked about what we liked and didn't like. So, you know, and there was never an issue. Our issues were never because of porn. It was outside of porn. It was like, you know, it was that kind of thing. So I feel like it should be, in any case, even if they're not in the industry, I think that it's fair. I think you're doing the right thing as far as, you know, protecting your relationship too, is because 100%. Some people he may be okay with like what you're doing, but he may not want to be a part of it or feel the pressure. Like that's what he, you know, that he has to perform or something.
And I think that's a big thing for a lot of people, is like, if you date an adult film star, you have to perform, kind of thing. It's like, yes, some people, they want a partner who's going to be able to film with them constantly. For me, that isn't such a thing. And also, I don't know if like this was part of your guys' discussion, if someone, for some reason, I don't care what it is, they don't even need to really tell me. If you don't want me working with someone particular, maybe you see a little bit too much enjoyment there and it fucks with your ego a little bit. I won't do that, because that's out of respect for the relationship.
For sure. I think that if it's apparent enough for you to speak on it, then I think it's apparent enough to address it, even if it makes no sense at all.
Yes.
You know, for sure. We didn't really, I feel like in my situation, it wasn't really about people. I didn't really care about people. There wasn't really a lot of things I didn't like either. For me, it was just like, if you have a great day, don't brag about it. I don't care what you want to do. Like, don't rub it in my face kind of thing. If you want to talk about something, cool. But, like, work is work and it is what it is kind of
thing. Exactly. Like, we can enjoy stuff together, but don't go telling me about stuff, like, that I wasn't even a part of in a way that's like, okay, now FOMO.
I'm not your homie. I mean,
not your boy.
There's, you know, boundaries.
Yes.
But for sure. So that was never an issue. But I think that boundaries with relationships in general, you know, and sex things, especially like there's all kinds of different content out there, even Instagram. Yes. There's some boyfriends that don't even like their girls posting like, you know, bikinis, pictures. Have you had anybody that you've been with kind of try to filter you or censor you, I guess, as far as because of who you are?
I mean, I feel like when I felt that person coming in trying to censor me, I just slowly started to gravitate away from them because I always knew, like, I came from a family who's wonderful, but with very, like, you don't dress a certain way. Girls can't do that. Boys are allowed to, whatever it is. Like, there's so many stipulations.
Do you think that that kind of made you be, that why you're, like, the more rebellious of people's in certain eyes? Or do the opposite?
Definitely. But also, like you said, very hypersexual person. Mm-hmm. I always knew that I love sex. I love feeling sexy. I love making people feel sexy. Mm-hmm. I just, even just like running my fingertips over someone is so erotic to me, and I get such a buzz.
I love that.
From it.
See, for me is why I feel like I've always gravitated, why I liked you, and because there's a lot of girls in the industry who can say that, but I don't believe it. Like, you can really sense it, and like, and you like, you live and breathe it. And so it seems, it's authentic. And so for me, if anyone's being authentic, then I can't nothing but respect that and like own to who you are, because I think that that's what with the industry and even, you know, with everything, I think that that's who sets you apart of who you are and why we're different, but also similar and can respect each other for the same things.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's such a big part of the industry where it's like, don't do something just for the money.
Facts.
Kind of thing. That is the worst to me when I get a girl who is like a pussy avoider, like someone who is licking the side of your leg, or like one girl, I'm not going to name names, but I sat on her face and instead of licking, she just went like no tongue, no nothing. Like she just flapping
her lips.
But
did you say anything?
No, because I'm just like, oh God, you're one of those. And I should have stopped. I should have said something.
Yeah.
But in that situation, I'm like, how do I approach telling
you?
You
know, I'm trying to think about how, what I would do in myself. Like, it's one of those things because sometimes you just, it's like, sometimes no response is a response kind of thing, but not a different scenario, obviously. But it's like, you could clearly tell you don't like this. This is also why with me and with, which is weird when I say it out loud, but like I was more picky with female performers that I worked with than with male performers.
100%.
Mainly because of this issue. Mm-hmm. My thing was, is I never was with a girl until I was in the industry, and me and Brianna Love used to work side by side with each other. And then they approached us and was like, would you mind doing a scene with her? And because I was so comfortable with her, I was like, absolutely. So with that, I really loved girls, and she was a true lesbian as well. Mm-hmm. And so she liked girls. So for me, I got kind of spoiled. And then after that, I worked with Belladonna. We did Discovering Alexis Texas.
Love a Belladonna.
And then I was definitely spoiled. So I was like, I want to be selective with the women I work with, because when I went into a scene after that, it was the same thing. She's like, I'm like, I eat good pussy, and I'm not trying to eat your pussy, and you're going to be not doing anything to me. And it's like, I'm not here to fake it. Like, even with male scenes, I didn't need them to be whoever I would date, but your dick better work, and I'm going to get off, and I'm going to have a great time. But if you can't do your part, then we got a problem.
Or if you're coming to set, like, with the, just like, you've been up all night, whatever you've been doing, drinking, smoking, I don't care. Like, come with the energy. Do not come with that lazy mindset.
Have you ever had to tell a girl or walk away from a scene and tell a girl something uncomfortable?
I've definitely had to, like, luckily in the situations where I've had to do this, I've had a female director, and I've been able to kind of like approach the director and not have to be the bad guy so much. And also, sometimes it's really hard, I guess, to hear it from like the person who's just about to like lick you.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, this person is just about to go down on me. That's all they're going to be thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I let someone else kind of quarterback it to them.
For sure. I respect that. I think, though, is like, it's funny that there are certain things when we talk about it out loud, like, because on set, that happens all the time. It's not like, you know, and something that would never have happened.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like when I think about like going in the outside world, it's like we should be vocal, and it shouldn't be embarrassing to us, and not just embarrassing to anybody, but they should, you know what I mean? Like, we are sex workers, and you should know your body and come to set correctly, even if it's embarrassing, be like, I have to stay home. Now, back then, too, is a little sometimes because agents would be like, you have to go to set,
you
or like, you know, where they don't know how to talk about it. But I think like when we shun away from the hard conversations is why in our personal lives, sex can sometimes not be enjoyable for certain people either. Like yes. when I started, you know, having sex, not in the industry, mm. I found my heart, I can't talk. Mm-hmm. I found it really hard for me to tell my male partner mm. what I wanted and when he wasn't doing something. And I was like, yes. but wait, hold on. Like I'm a porn star. I used to be a porn star, but I couldn't because I didn't want to like, not necessarily hurt his feelings, but I didn't know how to approach it.
Yes.
Where it's like, sometimes we have to like just say it when it's uncomfortable for whoever yes. and just be like, you know what, girl, like, maybe this isn't our day. Mm-hmm. Or you know what? Maybe you should eat pussy. Like in my situation yes. was like, I couldn't get this guy to tell him I want him to eat my pussy. It wasn't something he, not that he didn't enjoy, but I don't think that he even maybe knew how, or I don't really like know how to do it.
Okay.
So then it was just like weird because I was mm-hmm. like, naturally I thought everyone just does it. Mm-hmm. So then the second time I had to say it, but it was yes. hard for me to like say it.
It is hard.
But then I was just like, but then thinking, I'm like, why? I'm going to let him fuck my pussy. And I don't have a problem with that. But I can't talk to him and tell him, hey, move your tongue to the left. Like, that's a little directing. Yes. But you know what I mean as far as context.
But also, I think it's very important, too, because everyone has their spot. Everyone has, some people need more pressure than others. Like me, I kind of like to be smacked around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I need a lot of pressure.
For sure.
For a little person, I need a lot of pressure.
And that's something for me, I would say, I would feel like needs kind of direction and to be vocal because, you know, someone who they don't either maybe have never done the aggressive part or want to enjoy yes. it with you but don't know exactly what to do, you know what I mean? So I feel like why, you know, I kind of brought it up was because I was in porn, but I can only imagine for other people who, what we call like civilians, is because people are just fucking. They're not talking about it. They, you know what I mean? And yes. they're not, you know, for me, people still give porn such a stigma and all this. I was like, it's kind of educational. If you take what you want out of it, obviously, you know?
Very educational.
But it's like, you should be able to talk about it or know that those are things, scenarios that could happen. Mm-hmm. And maybe it won't happen or what turns you on. That's what I think for me is like the variety of what it is and see like what you really like out of it. But I feel like people should, you know, in general, just talk more about what we like sexually or what turns us on and it not be like such a taboo question. You know, that's why with Private Talk was more about like us having a private conversation and talking about some of the, like the sexual questions that people don't really ask everybody and why it's so like shy. And I'm like, but
why? Vast majority of people like are getting their sexual education from porn. So it's like when you get these scenes where people are being fisted, it's not exactly accurate to life.
So well, that part I don't feel like is as far as that for using educational. Yeah. I think that, but I feel like as far as opening up what taboo things or non-taboo things that you like, and obviously you gotta do your research. You know, the first time I ever fisted somebody, her boyfriend was telling me what to do on the sidelines. So there's a lot of that, and people also too with porn think that it's all the way through. You know, there's cuts. There's like takes a long time. So there's it's like start and stop. And you know, kind of things where it's like, yeah, we are sexual athletes, but you know,
we need a little help sometimes.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Hey, yes. Spitter lube.
Ooh, I prefer spit, but because I smoke so much fucking weed, I'm so dehydrated all the time. And I feel like sometimes I won't be like ready to go right away. I'm not like just dripping wet sometimes because I smoke 3 blunts that day.
I feel that. I've had that happen to me, and then I just like gag myself with a dick and like make things work. When you're just like, when you're like, spitting and nothing's coming out, I'm like, yeah, that's pathetic. So I'll be like, hold on a minute.
Let me get in there. But some people I found recently are very put off by the gagging sound. And I've always found the gagging sound to be very hot, actually, because it's like, it's aggressive.
Did somebody tell you that they're like,
yes.
What someone did they tell you?
They were like, stop that.
I was like, oh. But how do you stop gagging?
I mean, to be fair, I was feeding into it a little bit.
Can you give us an example?
This was a couple years ago. This was like before the pandemic.
Can you give us an example of how wild you were into going?
Do I have something? Is there a banana?
I wish I had a banana. Damn it. I'm going to be carrying bananas.
Right? Or cucumber, something. We need to have.
Was it? Okay, so let's describe this visually. Is it because it was just like you were over vocalizing the gagging? Like, you know, because sometimes, you know, it gags, you can little, you know, tears, and you can be like,
yes.
Really like you're a porno scene.
Yes. Sometimes I'm like, I want to cry for the dick because it cries for me. So we should shed equal tears.
Like, I love you.
You know, I'm just equality, everyone.
It cries for you.
We cry together.
You know, oh, tears of joy. Tears of joy.
I do love when someone fires off some knuckle children right into my face.
Knuckle children?
Yes.
Who are these? Like, we're learning a whole lot here, Private Talk After Dark. I hope you are enjoying this episode. And I hope that you fired off some knuckle children.
Please donate those knuckle children to the both of us.
She can have it all. My share, she can have them. I don't think I want. Why are they called knuckle children? Because they're jerking themselves off? I just got that as I said it. I'm like, why? Oh, yeah, duh, stupid.
But it's one of those ones that at first when you hear it, you're just like, wait, what? And then you
where
really
did you hear
it.
This talk?
This was many, many moons ago. Mm. And that is like definitely deep within the roll of dicks of my mind.
How many dicks do you think you fucked?
I feel like you
should be happy, not sad. Why are you sighing over there?
Because that's a lot of math. But it's not it's not a lot of generalize. Math when I actually think about it, because I've actually worked with the same like handful of people almost my entire career. So when I think about the reality of how many guys I've slept with versus girls, oh my God, I've slept with so many women.
Mm.
But the amount of guys that I've slept with is surprisingly small.
Okay, so more than 100?
Guys?
Women.
Women, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than 100. Yeah.
Guys?
Guys, way less than 100.
Way less than 100.
Way less than 100.
So 150 to 200 for the females? What are we looking at here, Madison?
I mean, does everybody count all the bricks when they build a brick house?
Sometimes.
Oh.
When you're real thorough.
When you're real thorough. I forgot to count my bricks. So
we're going to go back to, you're going to have to start all over again. Yes. So your number starts at 0 from this point forward. After you leave after dark, you're
good. I like that.
Yes. It's all wiped away. Describe something that's exciting in your life right now.
Oh, exciting in my life right now. You know, I have finally, I guess, devoted a lot of time to working on painting. And I've always loved art and drawing. It goes with all my other little crafty thingies. But right now I feel like I've crossed over into like a much more great plateau of that.
Nice. Are you like doing like portraits or like scenery or
lots of portraits actually. So I do like mostly trippy stuff.
Okay.
So it's a lot of geometric work. That's my bread and butter. I love math. That is definitely my thing.
Have you ever sold a painting to a fan or just a?
I've sent things out for free to people because the art is something that I just did for myself.
Yeah.
For so long.
For sure. I like that. I feel like you definitely, with everything that embodies what, you know, what you've been talking about, from like the accessories to the clothing to even like directing more so on your own OnlyFans, it kind of like brings out all those artistic things. And I think that eventually you'll find out what really navigates to your soul, because I feel like there's more to your painting. I feel like there's more that, you know, monetary wise, that I think that you could do a lot more with that.
I would love to share it more with people. And honestly, I was actually trying to think of like a painting that I wanted to do of you before I came here. And I was like, okay, no, I need reference photos.
And I was like, how long does that process really take? Does it depend on what kind of thing you're doing?
It depends. And
because like, that seems like a lot to think of. Like yesterday, I'm like, but you're coming here to look.
Well, I've been excited about this for like since you hit me up.
Yay.
And I'm so sorry I missed your messages. I'm the worst with my DMs. I think people think that I hate them. I don't hate you.
You know, I will say that I don't take any offense to that, because, you know, recently even getting like guests to come on here, like, is where we hit them up on my DMs. And some, I didn't really look at my DMs before because I was just posting on my socials. And so there's a lot of things going on there. Yeah. And then I would like hit up people. I'm like, wow, they hit me up a long time ago. They probably not going to answer this, but you know, everybody did.
Hate me.
Yes. But I also think that they changed to the app where it made it a little bit easier to kind of find people, at least if you follow.
Definitely.
Who kind of like makes them out, like separates them. Because before, you know, even random, but yesterday I met this guy on the street. Random. Mm-hmm. I was walking my dogs and he's like, hey, he wanted to try to like hit on me, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, here's my Instagram. But then he was like, all right, I'm going to follow you. And then he's like, I'll DM you. Because I was like, if you can get to me that way, then you have a step two.
Yes.
Then I was like, there's no way. I'm like, I look at, there's a 5.9 million people. And even on the direct list, I'm like, yeah, unless he sees me on the street again.
Yes.
He waits there every day until he sees me. Sorry if you're watching out there. But
but that's the thing. Do you check your DMs? Like, I mean, ever?
I do now, because I use it a lot for networking, as far as like, you know, with the show.
Same.
But I never did before.
Never.
Like honestly, I just didn't have time.
That's exactly. It's not that you don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't have any freaking time.
I think that maybe I had time. I'm learning my time management different now. Mm-hmm. Because again, it's like, you know, we use it for certain things, like social media. Now it's just like I would promote my dance gigs or like Exotica. So I didn't need as much feedback on the girls. I would be talking to them. Like, so now it's more like, because it's business more, I feel like that's why I'm more to look at it more. Because I had the time to scroll and look at everybody else's stuff. I just didn't look at that part.
I just became a scroller this year, actually. But it's because I'm obviously pulled into crafting things. But now that I started scrolling and I'm seeing what everyone's doing, I'm like, oh, you're all so beautiful.
You're so cute. What, or do you remember who your first celebrity crush was?
Ooh. That is a funny one, because like I am the worst when it comes to celebrity crushes, because I feel like I don't have any like real celebrity crushes. I have always been like, if you're not in a vicinity where I can get to you, I have no interest in you.
Interesting.
Yeah, my brain was always logical, even from the time of like when you're really young and you hit hormones, they're coming in hot and you're like, you're attractive, but I have no interest in you because you're not near me.
Interesting. Does that work well with dating?
I think it does, actually.
Because I was like, for me, I always have, not again, maybe it's the FOMO because I'm a Gemini, and I always like, there's
Gemini.
Something like, kind of thing. When's your birthday?
June 14th.
Oh, fun. Yes. I'm May 25th.
May 25th. Yay. Okay.
Yes, we love Geminis here. We have a lot of Geminis on.
There's so many Geminis in the industry, too. Like, when Fleshlight posts their poster, I'm like,
oh, the birthday month thing?
It's covered. Like, how there's not funny. One space that's empty.
You know, Geminis are very sexual creatures. I think that, you know, we just know what we like.
Yeah.
What is your craziest fan interaction?
Oh, goodness. Okay, I was actually just talking about this one the other day, oddly enough. And, you know, at expos, people bring you, like, the funnest things. Well, this guy walks up to the booth carrying a stack of Louboutin shoes, all in my size.
Stack.
I was like, hi, friend. What is this? And he's like, okay, well, these are all for you. But two of them, actually, I need you to put on so I can take a picture of them.
No problem.
And I'm going to take them home with me. And they're the same. They're identical shoes. Oh. Two for me, two for him to take home.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
That's very generous.
That's very generous. But I found out later that he would take the very thin heel of the high heel and he would stick that down his urethra.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, Trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Ah! He jerks off that way.
Ah! What do you mean? He stabs the heel and he keeps it in there and jerks off?
He puts it in and he jerks off with it in there. And that's the first time I found out that that is a thing that people do.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I was reluctant at first. The shoes were very beautiful. And sir, if you see this, thank you. I still have them.
Is that a thing?
That is a thing. There's actually a company that how makes do you not toys bleed for that.
Or like something's wrong with that picture to me.
I need to do more research. But that might be a part of the appeal.
Oh. I guess some people do like the pain sensory of like, you know.
Yes.
That's, you guys got a lot of time on your hands. Or how do you even know that that happens? Like, I don't know.
That's an interesting one that you kind of like, do you trip and fall into a shoe?
Like something.
And one day you're like, ooh, I like that. Do you drop a pencil?
That's hilarious. Yeah, no, I'm trying to get the mental thing out of my face, but it's really still there. And I'm like,
it'll be there forever.
I used to always, like, the weirdest one that I, not weird, but like that I thought was just like, how do you know that, like, was like kicking the balls kind of thing, like stepping on them, like that stamping, like stomping or whatever. I just, like, how does that feel good? But I myself don't associate pain and sex, like a pleasure.
Not like the extreme levels.
Yeah, like no, I mean, I like to be, for sure. Like, yeah. I like to, you know, I can be choked, I can be spanked, like my hair pulled, but not like to an excessive amount of level until, like, you know, in the moment too, and not every time.
Yes. Not repeating, but, like, just doing the same motion.
But for, like, when I think of, like, really things of, like, I don't know. I definitely don't know if I could be tied up, for sure not. Mm-mm.
Okay, because you can't relinquish.
I don't like losing control. Well, yeah, no, I don't. I hate it. I'm like, let me think about it. Nope, hate it. But I guess because I was trying to think, like, maybe with the right partner, maybe in that setting, you know what I mean? Because I have done certain things, like, because before someone had told me, like, oh, you've never been handcuffed. I'm like, no, and I'm not going to. But they tied me up with a shirt. So I could still get out if I wanted to. So it was, like, I guess levels to getting to that point. So I could see. But, yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I like to be in control. I could be dominated for sure. I just don't like not being.
And that's the thing. I've actually never been tied up in my personal life because it is a thing that you truly have to release that control. And now in my life, I finally feel like I've met someone who I could trust with that level of control.
Maybe it's a Gemini thing.
I think it's a Gemini thing. I think it's very hard to let go of that.
We're having, you know, we're finding all kinds of things out here. What is advice that you would give yourself, your younger self?
Oh. Don't hold on to stuff for so long. Like, just let go of whatever is bothering you, because realistically, that is not important. Big picture. Like, there's always going to be something that bothers you. There's always going to be something that is, like, not quite the way you want it to be. I feel like for so long, if something, like, happened or it wasn't perfect, I just held on to that, and it ruined my day sometimes.
Yeah, that's a good one. No ruining the days.
No ruining the days.
No, because only you can control how you react.
Yes. I feel like walking around angry is just like being mean to yourself. Because no one else can really see your anger. It's just existing within you. So stop being mean to yourself, everyone.
Stop being mean to yourself. We're not mean here at Private Talk. We are lovely. We are sexy lovely. Little ladies talking about all the fun things. What's the best pickup line ever used on you?
Ooh. When I was, I think, 17, I worked at a water park as a lifeguard. And just, you know, the basic, standing there every day, watching kids do their thing. This little ass boy runs past me, like, not even big enough to know what he's saying, I feel like. He falls flat on his face in front of me, and I walk over, I'm like, you okay? And he looks up at me and goes, I'm sorry, I fell for you.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I'm like,
his daddy was a charmer.
Your daddy was a charmer. His daddy definitely used that one.
You should have said, hey, you can ask your dad. Can yep. I see your
Can I see your father, please?
Have you ever taken home a souvenir from any someone you had sex with?
Ooh.
Or has someone taken something of yours that you noticed that was gone as a souvenir?
You know, I feel like a lot of people have taken things of mine. Especially some certain people on set.
Oh, no. Thieves.
Yes, definitely had my suitcase emptied out once before on a set.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Like,
I don't know what they think they're going to do with extra small panties that have been tailored to someone my size.
Yeah, stealing is one of my biggest, like, no-nos. I'm just like, why? Like, what's the purpose? Like,
honestly, I always kind of figure, I'm like, okay, if someone took that.
You needed it more
than
I did.
They needed it. Yes. For some reason, they needed it.
Have you ever gone through a partner's phone?
Ooh, you know, it's so funny. So many topics that I've just been thinking about recently. I have not gone through a partner's phone in over a decade. Because when I did that, I definitely realized that if you have to do that, then there's obviously something wrong there, and you're probably gonna find something. Whether it's big or small, you're probably gonna find something. So I always err on the side of trust, and if I don't trust you, then we either got to end or we got to work on it.
So. I like it. How many times you say you're a very sexual person, sex-wise, but you know that just means not only just with other people, with yourself. How many times do you think you masturbate in a day?
How many times or how many times do I resist?
Like, how many times do you actually do it? How many times do you?
Well, I'm actually taking a masturbation cleanse right now.
Okay.
As we speak, which is very difficult.
Is this something you've done before?
This is something that I've done before, actually.
So walk us through this orgasm cleanse.
Yes, because I get very aggressive and out of control with my masturbation. And I mean, I will have amazing, wonderful sex with my person, and then I will go home still turned on from how amazing that was, and then I'll masturbate 5-6 times. And I'm like, can't do this every day. I have things to do.
Yeah.
So I make myself stop.
So how long is your cleanse for?
Usually like a month.
A month?
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
It can. Do you feel reset after the month?
I do, actually.
What day are you on? You seem a little frustrated.
I'm on like day 2.
That's probably the worst because you're jonesing.
Yes.
Especially if you masturbate 5 or 6 times in a session.
When you get past the first week or even 2, I feel like you get into a groove of like, okay, I'm just going to distract myself with.
Are you not having sex with your person either?
Oh, no, we're definitely having sex, but I'm like trying to resist coming when we're having sex.
So
I know.
So you're not coming?
I mean, that's the thing. I haven't seen him in 2 days. So when I see him next,
that just seems not productive.
It's not
productive. I can see doing it for yourselves, but
sometimes.
Like, why you're like fighting yourself. Well, like, don't come. I really like it so much, but don't do it. That's the Gemini in you.
That is
you're
the
challenging
Gemini
yourself for no fucking reason.
But honestly, he always
because
gets
if,
me.
If you really wanted to do it, then sex with him would be off the table too.
Yes.
Because no one like that's like a guy thing. Like, I'm gonna fuck you, but I'm not gonna come. Like, no, bitch. I mean, true. I have seen some people that have done that, but true. You know, but girl-wise.
But he's very busy as well, so sometimes we don't get to see each other for, like, a good, like, 2 weeks. So I'll get to go this, like, 2 weeks of just, like, starving myself.
And of the perfect dick.
Of the perfect dick. Baby, you got a perfect dick. I tell him that every day.
Did you name the dick, or is it just perfect dick?
It's just perfect dick.
Mr. Perfect Dick.
Yes. I tell him that
I'm someone who names everything.
I want to live on my knees in front of him. I would pay rent to live there. I'd clean up after myself.
Nice. How charming of you. All right. I think it's time for Truth with Texas. Ooh. This is one of my favorite parts of the schedule. You know,
I'm falling out a little bit.
All right. So how Truth with Texas is going to work is we've got four cards. Each ace is a different type of question. We've got spicy, naughty, romantic, and kinky, which I think you're all of those in one.
A little bit.
All right, here we go.
Ooh,
ace of spades, which is a naughty question.
Naughty, naughty.
Handcuffs or blindfold? Well, you know you like both, but
that's a hard one.
You gotta pick one.
I gotta pick one. Mm-hmm. I would say blindfold.
Blindfold.
Yes.
Wildest place you've ever had sex?
I feel like I'm like really boring, actually, in that regard.
You're like, in my bed.
Yeah, in my bed, and definitely like
ever in your life. I feel like you're a spontaneous lady.
I have a lot of sex with myself in crazy places.
Where is the craziest place?
I mean, sitting in my seat on an airplane next to an old lady while she sleeps.
Oh, did that turn you on, or you just were like trying to accomplish something?
You know, I was trying to accomplish something. It was like a mission.
Was this with a toy or your fingers?
With my fingers and a lollipop I had in my purse. Oh.
Just thinks of these things.
Sometimes I'll, you know.
Did you eat the lollipop after?
You got a snack afterwards. That's why you have the lollipop.
You worked up an appetite. How long was this flight? This poor lady, how long was she sleeping next
to you? I think this was on my way back from New York. One of my last times. Mm. Yes.
That's funny. I've definitely had people say that they've used a vibrator next to somebody.
Oh, okay.
But never an old sleeping lady. Yes. I've had sex on a plane. At night, ooh. Some people were sleeping, but
I feel like that's the perfect time to do. That's the thing. I'm always traveling alone, and I'm telling my partner constantly. I'm just like, I want to travel with you so we can do terrible things places.
That's sexy though. I feel like the long flights for sure. It gets hard not to like want to touch yourself because yes. I'm a sexual person myself, and you get bored. I get bored. Yes. I'm like, why not? And it's like that or drinking. Like, there's not much to do on a plane,
honestly. And once I empty out their alcohol. Which I have done before on the Virgin Airlines first class. I drank all of their champagne.
Oh.
And they were like, you have to go to bed now.
They cut you off and said, no, ma'am.
Yes.
I've probably sure definitely been cut off before, I think. But not because in my own defense, I would say I wasn't drunk. Yeah. But I think at the time they said I couldn't have more than two drinks on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Like that kind of thing. And I'm like, that was the thing. But I'm in first class. What does it matter? Some people care, some people don't.
And some people do. I think it's about who wants to be like, power trip that day
for sure. Yeah. Internationally they don't care.
Yeah,
like so I'm just like drink the whole fucking thing. What you want to do? But no. Ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
Ooh, no, actually, because I was homeschooled, so I had very few friends growing up, so there was never a possibility.
No adult friends?
Oh, I mean, not really, actually. Surprisingly, I like to keep my like hooking up with people. If I do, I keep it way away from all of my friends and things because I don't like messy situations.
Fair. All right, next card. I feel like I need like a extended arm thing.
Right, little grabber.
Diamonds is a spicy question.
Spicy.
Something you would not do sexually.
Ooh.
Is there anything off limits for Miss Madison Ivy?
I mean, I would not put any live creatures inside myself. That's a big one.
That is. Yes. It could be a big one.
That is a question that I've gotten asked a lot on OnlyFans. There's a lot of very really? Interesting questions.
What are they asking to put inside of you? And how do you even know that there's inside of you?
Apparently, like, putting snakes inside of you is a thing. That's another fetish that I was completely unaware of before OnlyFans. So thank you, OnlyFans,
what?
For the knowledge.
How do you know all these weird new things? I know nothing. My fans, y'all need to step it up. Y'all's fetishes are not like this.
I got to ask you about one more. And if this gentleman is watching, I just want to know that, like, this is a first.
But how do you put it inside of you? What hole does it go in?
From my understanding is you use the tail end. Keep the face out of there. So...
But how is it not gonna bite you? Is that the point?
I guess it's like
my voice just got real high.
I'm like, it's those, you know.
Is it a particular snake that he sends to people, or like who?
It's a Brazilian vagina snake. You know,
is he the pussy snake trainer over here? Okay, so there's another fetish?
Yes. Now this one.
Is this from the same person?
This is from a different person.
Oh, God.
This is from different people. This guy likes just photos of just your head and your feet. And he likes to Photoshop them so they are like, your head is maybe sitting on a table, and your feet by your head. And there's no legs, there's no arms, there's no nothing. But he wants your head tilted up. And he wants your nostrils expanded so he can Photoshop dicks in your nostril.
I'm dead. Anthony, is this yours fetish?
I'm trying to understand all fetishes.
Okay. You had me until you said shoving your nostrils spread open with dicks inside. Because I know at one time in life, there used to be a thing where they would do, like, they would put different heads on different things. Like, people's bodies or, like, whatever. Mm. Like, I think there was, like, even, like, a game type thing, like, where people would, like, guess who's whatever thing. Mm-hmm. But stretching your nostrils to put dicks inside, and, like, that's a little, I mean, no offense, but, I mean, I'm just gonna be quiet.
Right? I don't have too many comments about that.
But what? How do you respond to that? Because he's obviously asking you if you'll do this.
Well, I'm very like...
Do you even respond?
I honestly, I respond to everyone. Unless you are... Even if you're like horribly mean, I'll be like, no. Okay. And then you'll get blocked. But...
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
That girl, there's so stand many- up for yourself.
So many people are actually not that, they're really like great, actually. I get a lot of awesome fans. But people like that, I'm like, I respect most all kinks. Some of them I cannot condone because of like, I cannot condone like snuff films or like, you know, that sort of like faux snuff films. No, like we cannot promote that sort of thing. Like that sort of lifestyle.
It's just a lot.
It's a lot. That's a lot. But I will, you know, for someone like that, I'm like, you know, I hear you. That's interesting. I like some things that other people don't, but out of like personality, that's not my particular taste. So I'm not going to go into it with you.
Yeah, that's a little lot for me. I think the weirdest, you know, request I ever got that I was like, are you kidding me? It asked me to fill up a bathtub and act like I was drowning and and then masturbate and like some other
way while you're drowning.
Yeah, and I was like
aggressively drowning. I like, you need to do this.
No, I was like, this is not happening. Like, nah, there's just no. Because at that point for me is like what I do like about OnlyFans is I love the fan interaction. I love that, you know, we can be as personable and like get the things where people do have fetish sheeps, whatever. But there's also a limitation and boundaries of certain things. Like, it's not a dog and pony show. And to me at that point, it's like you're just, there's something else that you need something to be so specifically and detailed about something that I'm not the one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other people, you know, whatever, respectfully see you later.
Yes. You know. And it's just like realistically, you don't have the time to message everyone the length. I have one person particularly, they're like, you didn't answer part four of message five that I just sent you.
Part four is in my asshole. I don't know what you're saying to me.
I'm like, I try to answer all your questions, but I can't, like, no.
No, thank you. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually?
Ooh, most embarrassing thing.
We'll say on set and off.
Ooh, on set, I would say me and this girl were doing this scene for Evil Angel forever ago, and we were supposed to be making a butt martini. Ooh. And so, you know, you put the...
Everyone loves a butt martini.
We love those butt martinis. We got the big martini glass. We got both of our booties. And then, you know, we got to put the garnishes in there. So you got to put the cherry tomatoes in your butt. And then you got to try to get them in the glass. We could not get them in the glass. So me and her spent the entire day trying to get 8 cherry tomatoes out of each of us.
Oh. How many did you get out?
We didn't get any out.
Ah! They're lost! We need to go inside right now. Bend over. Where's time for search parties? So they just got lost? Did that happen a lot?
You know,
how many other things have you lost inside of you,
Matt? I lost a ring and a girl once, definitely.
Oh, no, on purpose?
Oh, that was definitely an accident.
I mean, well, I guess not on purpose, but, yeah. Like, was it in your finger?
It was on my finger, and I was definitely getting way too aggressive, like, when you go second knuckle deep past that point.
Was it your ring, or was it?
My ring.
Oh, no.
So I had to ask for my ring back, because we didn't realize it. Until, like, scene was over.
Did you find it?
We found it.
Oh, luckily. That's good. I was going to be like, man.
The pussy is much more forgiving than the ass. Like, ass is just like, this is mine now.
You're coming with me.
You're with me forever.
All right, so offset? Hmm? Offset, and even more embarrassing.
Ooh. Not too many embarrassing things that I can think of, I guess, off the top of my head. Actually.
Okay, well, what about the worst hookup story?
Worst hookup story. You know, I actually don't have too many of those because I don't hook up with people. Like, I've only had, I think, one night stand in my entire life because I am so weird about going home with people. Mm. And I feel, because I'm a very small person, I feel very unsafe all the time. So I'm constantly like, okay, I can't hook up with you until I get to know you really well.
Yeah.
Or I can know someone who can vouch for
you. So are you kind of more of like a relationship type girl then?
I am a relationship type girl. I was with the same person for about 7 years. Mm. And then I dated like one, maybe two other people before the person who I'm actually currently with. A little handful of dates maybe here, but like actually go out on more than one little, oh, you're obnoxious, I can't do this.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm. I feel like, you know, it's one of those things like, when you like that person, then you're just going to fuck the shit out of them multiple times. Yes. You're going to do lots of things.
Yes.
Have you ever had a partner tell you were too much? Like they turned down sex from you? Because you say you're so sexually, you're always chasing the dick.
Actually, my first relationship, and we met when I was really, really young. And I feel like this is the way a lot of people's relationships go. You meet when you're really young and then you kind of just get stuck with each other. And he was always telling me like, you're too much. Mm. Like your personality even is just like so much. And he would do the meanest things. And I'm like, why don't you just leave me? And then I found out like later on, you know, all those things you suspect that someone's doing or they could be doing. Found out like a million horrible things about this person. And I was like, how did I spend and waste so much time with you? So to anyone out there in a terrible relationship where you're putting in effort and you don't feel like this person is ever gonna do you right, they're not. And you need to take charge and you need to leave. Because sometimes just sticking it out is not the way to go.
Listen to Miss Madison Ivy. I agree with you. I think it's one of those things people think that, you know, we settle for things sometimes. It's not about like giving a try and stuff, but you shouldn't have to feel that your partner's being mean to you to a point where it's like, you know, and also in like the too much thing. It's you're never too much for somebody, you know. It's maybe that person, but that, you know, you're never too much for any, you know, who's the right person supposed to be in your life. Because girl, you're just too much and you're fly. You're supposed to be too much.
Supposed to be.
You're supposed to live your life. And you are doing just that. Definitely. Do you like sex toys in the bedroom?
I love sex toys in the bedroom with someone who will take the time to learn how to use them properly. Because obviously, like, if you don't have those particular parts, you don't know maybe exactly how far you need to go, the direction even. I know a lot of people who will stick a toy in and they'll do this back and forth sort of thing. Like, I am not a windshield. What are you doing to me?
What are you searching for? This is not TSA. Yes. This is not security. Mm-mm.
In and out. Like, maybe a little, like, up and down, but none of this back and forth.
But do you, with your partner, like, at home, do you guys kind of go through what your sex toys and, like, that sexually yes. together?
Like, so much so. I've never actually, and I just told him this, actually, I've never had a partner where, or anyone, actually, even just someone I, like, dated, where we were able to talk about anything and everything that we liked. Like, ooh, I like this. Ooh, do more of that. Oh, I got you this. Yeah. Like, for my birthday, my first birthday that we spent together, he got me a Jason Love replica toy. And I was just like, I love this.
That's cute. Like,
oh my God, you know me so well. And I'd never had a person buy me a toy, actually, before that, which yeah. is absurd.
It's the little things. It's like the thoughtful things that it's, you know, it's what means they listen.
Yeah.
It means they care.
So much.
Ooh. Give me an example of your dirty talk, Miss Madison Ivy.
Oh. It's so funny because, like you said, when you're naked, you can, like, feel.
Be dirty.
The pet dirtiness.
And now you're like, but wait, I'm a porn star?
I have clothes on. Oh, no. Okay. Snap myself into.
If Miss Texas was here in the room with you, my big ass is shaking for you. I'm going to stand up for you. Look, Carol, you want to talk
please?
Dirty? Look,
okay, look. Can I get a visual aid? God damn. I want to bury my face between your ass. I want to lick that pussy all the way to that ass and tongue fuck you. I want to suck every delicious ounce of your pussy juice out and savor it while I finger you and then just finger myself with your juices.
She's so naughty and I love it. Mm. I hope you liked that dirty talk, private talk after dark. It gets real naughty here, Miss Madison Ivy. I love all the naughty things coming out of your mouth. And you know, maybe one day I'll suffocate you.
Please, Lord.
Last
card. Let the porn gods bless me.
All right, we've got clubs. It's a kinky question. Bondage, yes or no? I think we already know that answer.
We know this answer. Yeah, bondage always. But yeah, with velvet ropes for sure.
Do you have your own personal velvet ropes?
I do have some on the bedside if that day ever happens.
Shower sex, car sex?
Ooh. Which one is better or preferred?
Prefer. One or the other.
Oh, there's like ups and downs to either of them because if you're in the shower, you have to have a water-based lube. And then if you're in the car, you got to watch out. Luckily.
Do you have lube handy in your shower?
Yes. under the sink. So it's tasteful.
Tasteful, is it?
Mm-hmm. I know I have to make that extra lean over steps.
You're like, wait a minute. Yeah. What is a sex skill that you are most proud of?
I think that double-handed glug glug action is pretty chef's kiss.
Favorite time of day to have sex?
Is every time of day a time? I could not choose, to not be perfectly honest.
Sex, like, all the time, you're ready to go.
Yes.
Have you ever had a partner be too kinky for you?
No, because I'm usually the aggressor, and I'm usually, like, people are having to almost, like, position themselves in their minds. Like, okay, I have to become almost, like,
this sexual being.
Yes.
How many positions would you say that you do in your personal life? Or is it just, like, one and two? Are you is it a multiple thing, or is it just, you know?
It's definitely a multiple thing. I like to change it up. I like to roll it around, like, especially if you're in, like, doggy, to just kind of, like, fall over on your hip a little bit and kind of do that, the lazy dog, I suppose.
Lazy dog.
And then just flip around into that missionary. But I like that missionary with my legs. Like, you're trying to break me in half like a Kit Kat.
I love how tiny you are. You're all just, break me in half.
Break me in half.
Do it. Do it to me. What is the most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Oh, I feel like it's not even a number of times, but it's literally like a length of time. Like, I think.
So the longest session is what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Okay, what's your longest session?
I think I sucked my man's dick for about like 10 hours last week.
10 hours? Yes. How do you have any breaks?
I actually just found out I have arthritis in my jaw.
Is this after the 10 hours of sucking, or were you trying to challenge yourself and this is what happened to you?
I found out that I had arthritis in my jaw, and I said, challenge accepted. So
then you sucked for 10 hours?
Yeah, but that was like months ago that I found out about the arthritis, and I'm just like, we'll deal with this as it comes. Mm. But that's my one of my greatest enjoyments is sucking on him.
But how do you do this for 10 hours? Like, I like sucking dick too, girl, but 10 hours and you're like, you got stuff to do.
I take specific days made just for sucking his dick.
Yeah. I'm sure he loves that.
He said it was like laying on a cloud for an entire day while getting your dick sucked.
Interesting. Do you have to like go everywhere together to be continuously sucking? Because
we move throughout the house. So, and sometimes in the backyard and then sometimes in the car.
Spontaneous. Yeah. I like this. Dick sucking all day. 10 hours. Is that a record for you?
I feel like that is definitely like.
Or is this something that you like to do for your partners?
I have always liked. I honestly prefer to give head than receive head. Okay. And I actually just now in my life have found someone who does it the way that I like it. But like you said, it's so hard to ask for like, do this. And almost you don't even know sometimes what you need them to do.
Yeah, because I feel like also too, everybody's, because their bodies, like the way their tongue feels, this is whatever, like, and also it's just chemistry.
Yes.
You know, and even though you can have chemistry with someone, still doesn't know that they exactly know your body. Because I always feel like it's like the more times you have sex with someone you like, they kind of figure it out.
They do.
Because it's like, well, if they're in tune with you, they get it. Because it's like caring about if like you can tell by either noises, that's again why you can't fake it. Because then they think they're doing something right. They're going to go back to that bad thing.
That's a big one. It's like you're giving people bad data.
Bad data. There is an ace of heart card around here somewhere, but I don't know where it is. I lost it. I think my ass when I got up, you know, just went somewhere. So.
I could see it.
My booty.
It eats things.
Hey, here we go. Ooh. The magical card is ace of hearts. Ace of hearts. Which is a romantic question, which I feel like you're a very romantic lady.
I am.
What is the most romantic thing you have done for a partner?
Oh, I think...
Besides the 10-hour blowjob, that's kind of fucking romantic.
Well, for my person's birthday, because they were kind of always like, oh, you know, birthdays are just aren't, they're not a big deal to me. So the Four Seasons down here in, I think, like the Beverly Hills area, you can rent out the rooftop and they'll set up like a campsite for you.
Cute.
So they put like a queen bed out there with like a big canopy tent, and like I had a private chef come out and cook us dinner, and we roasted marshmallows.
I love that. Romantic.
All these presents and stuff. So
You're gonna be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, I like, you're winning my heart.
I would definitely spoil you.
Hey, my ass will spoil you, that's for sure.
See, that's what I want to be spoiled with. Like, I can buy my own presents. I want that.
I'll give you presents with my booty.
Ooh, booty presents.
Turn-ons, what are yours?
Ooh, I would say on the lighter side and the nicer side of things, kissing. I love someone with nice lips and like that passionate grinding on each other. That gets me so turned on and like
gets you dripping.
Couldn't.
Making out or cuddling then?
Making out, definitely.
Dinner date or movie date?
I love food, so I would have to go with dinner, but if the movie theater is empty, then movie theater.
Favorite part of body on the opposite sex?
Besides the dick.
We know that that's where you're going, girl.
You know me so well. It would have to be, honestly, a good personality, someone who can make me laugh. Like, there is not a perfect type of person, perfect body style to me, whatever it is. But oh my God, if you make me laugh, for some reason that makes my pussy wet.
I mean, that's like, you know, you're intellectual, like, you know, you're stimulated in other ways, and you know, it's sometimes that pussy just needs to get wet and laugh. Nothing wrong with that,
honestly.
Naked or lingerie?
Ooh, I feel like I only wear lingerie when I'm having sex or when I want to have sex. Like, this is like this is my mating dance. Like,
this is your mating.
Come on.
Favorite place to be kissed?
I'd say like my neck, right in here. Like, bite me, suck on me a little bit, kiss me right there.
Get it going. Let's see. Last question. Deal breakers. What are the deal breakers for you in a relationship?
That one would have to be someone who is like completely closed off to new ideas and like just even just talking about things. I don't need anything from you financially. I don't want anything from you. Like, except for just communication. Like, that is the number one. And then obviously, like, certain red flags can't abide. Like, if you don't want to be communicative about, like, what you want personally, I've told people, like, if you want an open relationship, we can have an open relationship, but you have to tell me. And there's certain guidelines, like testing and condoms. We have to talk about all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm very forthright about this. And then I've had people just completely disregard that and bring people home and fuck them in my bed while I'm not there.
No go. No fucking in the bed. And what? You better fucking communicate with my motherfucking girl, Miss Madison Ivy.
That's all I want.
Thank you so much. That is the end of Truth with Texas. I feel like you passed with flying colors. There's only one way to pass here at Truth with Texas after dark. Where can we support you? Where can we get going? All your OnlyFans. Tell us where we can get you at.
Well, because the Instagram monsters are cruel, you can now find me at Ivy's 420 League on Instagram. And on OnlyFans, it's onlyfans.com/Madison420Ivy.
Is there anything you would like to ask Miss Texas?
When can I get up in that ass?
That's the question. You know, that's the question. You know, it's funny is I just don't do anything with anybody on my OnlyFans but myself. Oh. So it's only myself and like custom stuff like that.
You know,
I have been open to the idea of maybe working with some ladies because
select ladies.
Not only that, but I feel like, you know, I mean, I'm bored. I'm single. Why not? Like, you know. Bitch needs to have. I'm not having myself with no orgasms for a month. That's just not happening for Miss Texas. I'm definitely gonna.
That thing. Once I see my boyfriend.
Me and my Hitachi are, you know, we're best friends. He makes me sure that I go to sleep every single night, and you know, it's a great day here.
Feel that.
All right, thank you so much again for coming on Private Talk After Dark, guys. Make sure you go and follow Miss Madison Ivy, and until next time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.